This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. We're going to talk about companion animals this afternoon here on the program. Dog trainers Carol Lindholm and Jim Keel are with us. Also this afternoon, we have a veterinarian with us in the studio, Isabel Cole of Lipton Animal Hospital. She's with us this afternoon as well. We got quite a crowd in here this afternoon. Maeve Riley is with us this afternoon as well. I'm going to talk with her first. But first, I want to remind people that we've got a tornado watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a tornado watch for portions of central and southern Illinois effective this Friday afternoon and evening until 7 p.m. Tornadoes hail to 2 inches in diameter, thunderstorm wind gusts to 70 miles per hour, and dangerous lightning possible in these areas. In the immediate AM 580 severe weather coverage area, the tornado watch includes the following counties in Illinois: Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion. Repeating, a tornado watch in effect for portions of central and southern Illinois until 7 p.m. Stay tuned to AM 580 for the latest on the weather. Now to Maeve Riley. She's with me here in the studio this afternoon. She is the editor of our program guide, Patterns Magazine. And here we are. We're celebrating
summer.
Summer.
Yes.
And we want to be with our listeners.
Yes.
Come rain or come shine. And so before folks head out on summer travels and do the picnicking and whatnot, all the wonderful things that we love to do during the summertime, we hope that they will make a pledge of support to this radio station.
Now's the time people can help us end our fiscal year on track. So your gift or renewed membership will go a long way to help us closing our $480,000 gap to reach our fundraising goal by the end of this month, June 30th. And your the financial resources help ensure our ability to bring you more of your favorite programs in the upcoming year. So please call us at 866-779-9455 with a contribution, or you can go online at willpledge.org.
And we hope that you'll give an amount that you feel is fair and is comfortable for you, works within your budget. Some of our listeners have given $125, and we have a really nice summertime thank you gift.
That's right. If you're going out this summer, you're going to the farmer's market, maybe you'll be taking your dogs and cats out, and you need something to carry all their belongings in, all their little toys, you can get one of our summer celebration eco totes. And that includes a little summer survival kit. It's got some aloe gel, some sunscreen, some bug bite ointment, which always comes in handy. And we also have a summer suggested reading list from Celeste and David Inge and Harriet Williamson and Martha Deal, who are the hosts and producers of our talk shows, radio talk shows here. And we have a summer music list from the FM hosts and a CD of love songs.
Love songs. So, very appropriate.
Yes, very nice for the summer.
Okay, so do your part. Support this public radio station with a pledge of financial support. And we'd love to send you that summer celebration eco tote / survival kit for your gift of $125. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. And now, Ed Kieser is coming through with some more information on the weather. Let's see here. I don't think we have anything new, so to speak. New watch. Okay, we've added some counties to the tornado watch. So let's run this down one more time with the latest. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a tornado watch for portions of north central and northeastern Illinois and far northwestern Indiana, effective this Friday afternoon and evening until 6 p.m. Tornadoes hail to 2 inches in diameter, thunderstorm wind gusts to 70 miles per hour, and dangerous lightning possible in these areas. And this watch that goes to 6 p.m. includes these counties in the immediate AM 580 severe weather coverage area: Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston. So a tornado watch in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties until 6, and a tornado watch in effect for Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties until 7. And that'll do it. Well, now let's get down to...
I feel like this is Groundhog Day, like this is last Friday all over again.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had tornado watches and storms.
Oh, yeah. It was a bumpy, bumpy day. Well, this afternoon we're talking about our companion animals, our buddies, our cats, our dogs, our fishes, our rabbits, our hamsters.
We Birds. Have a veteran, whatever,
have,
a hedgehog.
Yeah, we have a veterinarian with us this afternoon.
I had a snake on the front porch this morning. I didn't have it.
A garter snake?
No, it looked like a fox snake, but he was
long. Yeah,
he was sunning himself.
That's Jim
or herself.
Keel. That's Dr. Isabel Cole of Lipton Animal Hospital, and this is
Carol.
Carol
this
and
is Carol.
Holm. Carol and Jim are with the Dog Training Club of Champaign-Urbana, and they join us once a month on the first Friday of the month to talk about dogs. And this afternoon, we thought we'd invite a veterinarian in so that she could offer her advice in terms of keeping our buddies healthy.
I think that's great. We get
summer.
A lot of questions where we could use a veterinarian's assistance.
And Dr. Cole is with Lipton Animal Hospital, but Lipton Animal Hospital is going to have a name change.
It's going to change this summer to Good Friends Animal Hospital.
That's a nice name.
Yep.
I like that. Good Friends.
I like that, too.
Because we figure the people that work there were good friends, and the people that we take care of are good friends, and their pets are good friends. So
very good. Well, what kind of activities have you got coming up this
when is that
summer?
Trial tomorrow.
Yes.
Underwater. We're going to have a lot of water sports.
Do we have water in the building?
No. Well, almost did. It's mostly in the parking area.
Uh-oh.
So we have overflow parking on kind of grass, but I imagine that's a swamp now. So we'll have to see.
Our trial is one of the best in the area.
What happens during the trial?
It's our AKC obedience trial, and we're doing rally.
Right.
And you can't bring your dog with you. This is a human event that you would attend. No, that came out bad.
Visitors
can't bring dogs.
You have to enter
the exhibitors
and pay us money.
Obviously have to bring their dogs. But it's so much fun to go and watch and see what people and their dog can do.
Yeah. A lot of laughs.
Listeners, let's invite listeners to join us this afternoon with questions for our panel. 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Toll free, 800-222-9455. 800-222-WILL. Those are the numbers if you'd like to talk with the veterinarian that we have with us this afternoon and our dog trainers. Well, let's talk a little bit about keeping our good friends healthy through the summer.
Okay. Big thing, we've seen a lot of ticks lately. I saw a dog the other day that they said, well, he's had ticks, but we thought we got rid of them all. So looking in his ear and, oh, my God, there's like a giant tick right in there. There are a lot of products that you can use for that, but now they're just really feeding even in the city. You know, even people go out in the country, but they're in the city too.
Yeah. What about fleas?
Fleas are starting. Yep, fleas are starting. Also, there's a lot of good products for fleas you can use topically. Flea collars are passe. No one should be using a flea collar anymore. There's much better, safer treatments to use. Yes.
Okay. If you don't want to use a product, how can you stay on top of fleas?
Or Carol is it pretty uses tough? Incantations.
I don't have fleas at home.
You can
I haven't for
combs.
Years.
Flea combs mm-hmm. are effective.
Yeah.
You have
so,
to do that.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
I'm sure somebody out there might think the same. The products that you
listeners.
Can buy over the counter.
Those aren't effective. I don't know how
right.
they get away with saying that they are, but they aren't. And some of them are dangerous to cats. You know, I don't know how they.
Right.
I don't know how they do that. I don't.
But
know.
I know they're sold out there. And
I know, and they say
they don't
they're
work.
BioSpot, and they say they're good for a month, but they're not.
Okay.
You're not?
Okay. So you want to see your veterinarian. Mm-hmm.
I would,
stop
yes.
in and
yes.
say, and I've got a flea problem,
right.
and they'll give it to you.
Several things you can
yeah.
try. Yes,
okay.
absolutely.
Very good. Well, we've got a number of listeners ready to talk with us, so let's put on our headphones and take some calls. We're going to go first this afternoon to a listener in Mattoon on line 4. Hi.
Hello there. I've got a 12-pound dachshund who is 9.5 years old, and in the last several months he's taken to urinating and defecating in the house, and I take him out many times and maybe he'll come back and not have done anything outside, and he seems to do this when I leave the house, and I wonder if he's getting angry at me for leaving. What would you suggest?
Well, how long have you had him?
5 years, almost 6 years.
And this just started when?
Oh, several months ago. maybe 2-3 months ago. He's very attached to me since my husband passed away. Mm. And of course, I'm very loving to him. But I think he gets angry at me when I leave for a few hours.
Well, they don't really get angry, but he might be getting upset. What do you think, Jim?
I think that's right. Forgive me for asking, when did your husband pass away?
Last November.
Well, that'd be about six months.
Yeah, did anything else change around the house?
No, nothing else changed. And this has been going on maybe a month or 6 weeks.
Here's where the veterinarian comes in. My first thought is, especially with the urinating, is
have a good checkup, mm-hmm. and then does he urinate and defecate every day?
Well, he urinates almost every day.
In the house, we mean.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I urinate almost every day also.
And I take him out frequently. He really shouldn't be doing this in the house.
Well, right. So get him checked up, get a urine sample checked, make sure there's no medical problem, because those are a whole lot easier to address than behavioral problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that first.
And then if everything checks out all right.
When are you feeding him?
Iams dog food, same thing that he's always been fed.
Mm-hmm. And what time of the day do you feed him?
About 8 or 9 in the morning and about 3:30 in the afternoon.
And are you home most of the time during the day? Or?
Yes, I am most of the time, but on occasion I have to be away for 2 or 3 hours.
And that's when he strikes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're right. Whether we call it anger or being upset or separation anxiety.
I think it's anxiety over the fact that there's nobody in the house with him now.
Right.
Yep,
that's do you leave the TV on or a radio for him?
I do, the radio.
Yeah.
You could always try crating him. You have a crate again?
He originally was accustomed to being in a crate.
Mm-hmm.
But I've let him have the run of the house, and of course he always does his business at the far end of the house from where the family room
that's
is.
That's what they do.
You might consider crating him, but do it when you reintroduce this. Do it while you're home,
mm-hmm.
and put him in the crate for maybe 15 minutes, and then let him out, and so he doesn't immediately associate the crate with you leaving him. Mm-hmm. So gradually acclimate him to being in the crate. He doesn't do this during the night.
No, he sleeps with me, and he has no problem during the night.
Then I think he's got some, and it more than likely coincides with the loss of your husband. And
I think he was very upset at that time of his passing.
Oh, they grieve too.
And dachshunds are very stubborn dogs. I had a dachshund
once.
Yes, they are. They are very stubborn.
When he wants to come in from outside, he wants to come in. And he won't necessarily do his business.
Do you have a friend with a small, friendly dog? That I'm thinking you could have a play date, give him somebody to play with.
Well, his dog sitter has a small dog, and they got along fine together the other day when he was there overnight.
Okay.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, if you could get an additional dog so that he has somebody to play with every day, or you could just get another dog.
Or a cat.
A cat.
I'm allergic to cats. And I'm somewhat handicapped, so it would be a chore to have two dogs.
Yeah.
If I were younger, that's the direction I'd go.
But a play date's a good idea, Jim.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
If you had a neighbor or a relative or friend that could just bring a dog over frequently, maybe not every day, but it would give the dog, and then when they're having their play date, you could go take care of your chores.
Uh-huh.
And that would keep the dog distracted.
My daughter has the same type of dog, and her dog defecates in the house frequently.
Well, there's something to be said that dachshunds are really rotten little dogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, a crate would come in handy.
My brother has dachshunds, and every one of them. This is the only dogs that have in the family that have ever bitten me is his little dachshunds.
Well, I've had about 4 or 5 dachshunds, and this is the most trouble I've had with one. And he should know better.
Well, he's not. He doesn't operate the same way we do. So I think if you follow some of our ideas, you might see some improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be patient with him. It seems 6 months or seven is not that long. It doesn't mean anything to a dog.
Yes.
Well, we hope that the ideas that we've given you are a good start.
I appreciate them.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, and give us a call back next month. And
yeah, we'd love to hear from you next month.
How you're doing and how the dog is. Let's take another call now. A listener in Champaign on line one. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to ask about cats since...
Oh, okay.
Made that comment about cats. I have 2 1-year-old calico sisters who are just lovely, lovely creatures. They are not declawed, and I don't think I want to declaw them. So first, I would love to hear what your thoughts are about declawing. And then my second question is, from a behavioral perspective, how can I start to they obviously want to keep sharpening them, and they have chosen, obviously, to use the places I would prefer they didn't. What are some techniques that I can use to encourage them to use a scratching post or something like that?
Okay. Well, if you're not going to declaw them, do you want to learn how to trim their nails?
I am trying to do that.
Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the cats are usually pretty easy to do because it's real clear cut where the claw is and where the nerve and the vein is, and hard part is sometimes just getting them to hold still. I have no problem.
And keep it extended. How far back can you do it?
In cat's claws, you can see where the pink is, and
uh-huh.
another way to tell is where it goes from sharp to wider.
Uh-huh.
Maybe have your vet show you the next time you're in, but it's real. Mm-hmm. It's fairly easy. We have a little handout we give that has a description, and so you extend the claw, you push on the pad, and the
right.
claw will extend, and then you can just clip their nails. Some people have used these things called, I call them, fake nails for cats, where they put on some sort of, and they do it for dogs too, some sort of
a
little plastic tip, and we mm-hmm. tried it one time. Oh my God, it took us, twice as long just to put one of those on than clipping it. So I forget that. Just forget that. And then as far as where they would scratch, that's a problem. You would try to have different kind of substrates. They usually like things like rattan, but sometimes they, have a fascination for your leather suede couch or whatever. You can use things like catnip and kind of mesh that or crush that around the place. There's a product called Feelaway. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's Feelaway, and they sell it at, I'm sure they have it at PetSmart, or you can get online and buy it. And it's an interesting marketing concept because it's a feline pheromone, which is the cat's natural hormones. We can't smell it. So you spray this spray, which you can't smell, and you pay money for it, but it's like cat pheromones, and it keeps them away or makes them happy, let's put it that way. And that might help with not using, and maybe putting it where they would normally scratch.
Oh, you put it where you want them not to scratch?
Or just around in general. They have some that are the diffusers you just plug into the wall.
Uh-huh. So does it take away the desire to scratch because they're
so
happy?
It makes them happier. So they maybe not use it. But then you could also, what kind of thing are they scratching on that you don't want them to?
Like the mattress or the bed.
Oh,
Alrighty. Which is fine. I mean, ordinarily, I don't care what the mattress looks like, except it's annoying at 6 in the morning when they decide to do it.
Can you close? So you're asleep and they're doing this? Sleeping.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And do you not want them in there? Can you keep them out of the room?
Oh, no. I love having them.
Okay. All right. So that's not an option. Okay.
No, that's not really an option. And they do respond if I give a slight hiss or something like that. They'll curtail the activity, but I know they're doing it while I'm not there. And I suppose I could close the door, but I'm sure they would just move to something else.
Yeah, I would try to get a scratching post in there, and I would try to keep their nails cut short.
Okay. How often should I clip them?
Maybe once a month.
Depends
on the cat, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck.
Isn't it true that cats like to have a very firm, sturdy surface against which to scratch? Like, I see things that are kind of flimsy, hang on the doorknob, but they like things that won't, there's no resistance. Or there is resistance. There is resistance. That's why they like couches and chairs.
And they also like things like
and
rattan.
We're both sitting here like we're clawing. Yeah. Isn't that weird looking?
We're kneading.
But I think I read that somewhere. So if you buy these They should be, or scratching posts, they should be sturdy enough that they'll support the cat's weight and won't totter. Okay.
Great.
Yep. Okay, very good. This is the Afternoon Magazine. We're talking this afternoon about our animal friends, our guests, our dog trainers, Carol Lindholm and Jim Keel, and veterinarian Isabel Cole of Lipton Animal Hospital, which is going to become the Good Friends Clinic or Good Friends Hospital?
Animal Hospital.
Good Friends Animal Hospital. Okay, very
fit
good.
Fit it all on the sign.
Listeners, if you'd like to join us this afternoon, 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, anywhere else toll-free, 800-222-9455. Let's take another call. Listener in Champaign on line two. Hi.
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 Hi. I have a golden retriever. He'll be two in September. And this time of year, when he's outside so much, he enjoys eating sticks and disgusting wet leaves and whatever kind of debris he can get a hold of. And I'm just wondering if this is something I should worry about.
He's a dog.
Yeah, well, he's not a goat, though. I don't know what
to say. The sticks can be a problem because they get wood chips or splinters in their throat.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
If they eat rocks.
Yep.
You know, he has played with rocks, but I don't think I've ever seen him consume one.
Well, they'll chip his teeth if he chews on them.
Right. No, his teeth are fine.
They get in the stomach, and they kind of embed in the stomach lining. And
mine got into, I'll never forget this, and it was pretty serious. I had bird seed that had sprouted and molded. And
oh, yes.
They ate that.
Oh.
They ended up, this isn't Robbie and Andy, but they ended up with Giardia that summer, and I could only assume that that was part of the reason, because they were ingesting all this bacteria-laden stuff that appealed to them. They never figured out why they were so sick. I had to figure it out, and I moved the bird feeder outside the yard, which solved that particular problem. As far as wet leaves, is it the decaying matter that they're attracted to?
They eat stuff. I mean, why do they eat rocks?
Yeah.
And I mean, you do the best you can.
Well, he likes to curl up in a corner on the patio where the leaves blow, and they collect, and then when they get wet, they're moist and really nasty looking. But he enjoys it. It's the coolness part of it.
What are you feeding him in terms of dog food?
He has a good diet of. I always forget because I only buy it a couple of times a year. I think it's Executive Senior. It's expensive, I know that.
Why is he on senior food if he's only two?
Because he was gaining weight. He's 85 pounds.
Okay. I don't know. Isabel's more of an expert, but I would not feed a dog a senior diet at the age of two because he's gaining weight. I would put him on a diet and feed him less food and more exercise.
Oh, okay.
Yep, That's my opinion.
I agree.
The one I just switched to that because he was gaining weight so quickly. Well, he had surgery last year and he gained weight after that because he had to be restricted.
What kind of surgery did he have?
He had a displaced patella. It was genetic.
Okay.
And so he had surgery at the U of I and so he was off exercise for quite a while.
Is he overweight?
Well, I think 85 pounds is probably appropriate. He still has that nice curve underneath.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't look overweight, but I think I've had two other Goldens, and I don't think I've ever had one more than 85 pounds.
He's really still a puppy.
Oh.
And, I mean, you know, in terms of his body growth, he's still growing.
Okay. I'll go back to the chicken and rice or whatever I had before.
Yeah, and if you're concerned about not feeding him enough, the old trick of putting get canned green beans or something like that. And they're very, very low calorie. They have a lot of bulk. Dogs seem, you know, dogs eat bad things, but they eat good things, too.
If he leaves green beans, would be good.
Hey, kid, you eat that stuff out there, eat this. That'll fill him up, but it'll also help keep his weight down. But I suspect that if he's eating leaves and that kind of stuff that – Now, dogs will eat things for no particular reason, don't get me wrong, but if he has some sort of nutritional deficit, he may be looking, you know, taking like vitamin pills.
Okay.
He's looking for whatever's in leaves. I have no idea.
Well, he doesn't seem interested in toys that much unless we play with him.
Are you sure it's a golden retriever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, if I play with him, he loves them. But on his own, he's just not that interested, except if they're, you know, destructible. And then he loves them because he just shreds them.
Well, you know, that's they like interactive play no matter which breed they are. It's not atypical for them to not play with their toys and by themselves. But I would just change his food.
Yeah.
I'd keep the leaves picked up since we don't have to worry about them again until fall.
Well, and just one quick other thing. When I bathe him, I've got like a baby swimming pool, and he loves to just sit in that thing in the summertime.
With water in it?
With water in it. Yes. Yeah, that's his little cooling off spot. But he's got long, long hairs in between his toes.
You can cut those.
Yeah, trim those.
You can trim those,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those are, I think they call them slipper feet.
You can,
and you want to trim the bottom of his pads in between the pads.
Not his pads, the hair.
The hair.
Yeah. Did I say? Oh, trim the hair in between his pads.
I can see somebody out there slicing his pads.
And so what you want to have a nice round foot.
Yeah. Like I wondered if it was a breeding ground for any kind of bacteria.
It's good for walking on ice, but
it just doesn't
all that
look
hair,
very good.
You know,
I don't,
for other
untidy
purposes, it's not very good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our guests this afternoon, dog trainers Carol Lindholm and Jim Keel of the Dog Training Club of Champaign-Urbana. Also this afternoon, we have a veterinarian with us, Dr. Isabel Cole of Lipton Animal Hospital. And Lipton Animal Hospital is going to have a name change. It will become Good Friends Animal Hospital this summer. Well, speaking of a summer, this is the time of year we all spend time enjoying the outdoors and enjoying getting out with our dogs and whatnot, and enjoying festivals and events around Illinois and Indiana. And we want to help you make the most of the vacation season. And part of that is giving you weather forecasts and the latest on the weather. And today we have a tornado watch in effect for Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties until 7 p.m., and a tornado watch in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties until 6 p.m. If you enjoy the programs here on AM 580, we hope you will join us this afternoon with a pledge of financial support on this, our first annual summer celebration. And Maeve Riley, the editor of our program guide, Patterns Magazine, is back with us in the studio. Hi, Maeve.
Hi.
Good
I just
to see
want to
you again.
Yeah, good to see you, too, and good to hear about all the dog stuff and keeping them healthy and strong. I just want to remind folks that this is a good opportunity to show that Will is your radio station. 36 people have stepped up to the plate this afternoon and shown their support for WILL. Now's your chance to join them. You can give us a call at 1-866-779-9455. The beauty of public radio is that you get all the benefits from the dollars invested in the programs, but you get to choose how much of the cost you'll contribute. So your gift put together with those from your friends and neighbors add up to what we need to keep WILL a great radio station. So invest in your radio station now at 1-866-779-9455, or you can do it online at willpledge.org.
And by the way, check out that website, willpledge.org, because there you can see the Eco-Tote.
The Eco-Tote, it looks very nice there. Yes, it's a very sturdy, durable bag, and it's got lots of goodies in there, too.
Okay, we'd love to send you the Eco-Tote Survival Kit Combo for a
$125. Yes.
Again, our thanks to those of you who have stepped forward and made a pledge of financial support. We've heard from 36 listeners so far in this summer celebration, and I don't know what time period we're looking at there. I'm not sure, but what do you say we try and hit 50 by all things considered?
That'd be
4
wonderful.
O'clock. So that's 14, right?
Mm-hmm. 14 more
36?
People to go.
Okay, very good. That number to call, toll-free, 866-779-9455. Thanks, Maeve. And now let's return to Jim and Carol and Dr. Isabel Cole. Listeners, if you've got questions about your companion animals, join us this afternoon. Here are the numbers if you'd like to talk to us. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. That's 333-WILL and toll free 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. Well, we had that question about diet. That's a good question. There's so many foods out there in the supermarket aisle, in that pet food aisle, and at pet marts and, you know, other places around. How do you go about making sense? Do you need to be too concerned about?
I don't think you can ever be too concerned.
Yeah.
If you figure that's all that they're going to eat, I think you need to you owe it to yourself to get educated. And usually the dollar value, it does equate with the quality of the food. And I'm a real big believer in feeding dogs, for example, at least twice a day. And older dogs, maybe more. And older dogs and cats, canned food, I think, is a way to go, too. It makes them eat better. And
Keep the moisture up as
yes,
well.
Yes, keeps the moisture up. And those new kind of water fountains they have for cats.
Aren't those the best?
Those are really cool, where they have the running water, and they have different kinds where it drips down so it makes noise, and others where it just flows down, and all these sorts of different things. But it does, I think it oxygenates the water, so it tastes different, so they drink more. Yeah. So I think that is helpful.
And I know some people who have cats that if they could, they'd be in the bathroom with the tap turned on.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know somebody who got one of these fountains, and she is so happy.
Right.
Because now they're drinking, and they're steering clear of the taps.
Well, I had a client that their water fountain broke, and the cat got a urinary tract infection because it didn't drink as well. I mean, anecdotally, I think that's what happened. But
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a cat, and he's now 7 years old. He's an indoor cat, and I've been going with indoor adult.
Okay.
And I've been pretty happy with that. And then there's also adult hairball control.
That has psyllium in it.
Yeah.
But usually that's the product, and it helps just, it's a fiber. Yeah. I mean, you could add it yourself. It's like the dog foods that have the chondroitin.
It's like Metamucil, isn't it?
Yeah. It's... Yeah,
okay.
And have it too. I mean, you could add it yourself, or you could put it. They just put it in the dog food,
okay.
Or they used to have like vitamin C added to things too. So it's
okay.
Just
so maybe I can.
You don't have to necessarily buy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that works for him, I mean, and there's different ways to do the hairball thing. There's the laxatives, like the Laxatone, those kind of things.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll put a little bit of that in his wet food, his canned food.
Yeah.
And he's doing pretty good. He's a long-haired guy, though.
Right.
And I brush him, and he enjoys it.
Okay.
Not
good.
Like Mr. Previous. Mr. Frisbee is like, no, no, no. Thank you very much. Stay away from me with that hairbrush. So, but this guy enjoys it.
Good.
So,
good.
Very good. All right. You know, we had the listener call in about overweight. And according to a news release I received not all that long ago from the College of Veterinary Medicine at the U of I, the majority of dogs in the United States are overweight.
No surprise.
Yeah. Dental disease and obesity are the two big medical conditions that we see.
Wow. So are we overfeeding or
overfeeding
lack of exercise or both?
Both. You know, it makes you happy to feed your dog. And
I did it. I've made Robbie fat. I did it. He didn't serve himself.
Yeah, right.
Then I had to take it off of him. You know, but I was just nurturing him. I thought I was doing him a good thing. I didn't see how big he was getting because I didn't want to.
Everybody else did.
Everybody else did. Oh, yeah. They told me.
Your
but not until
fat.
He got on the scale did I see what I had done. Then I had to take it off. And it's just, we do it to him.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. And I know in the past, Jim, you've said that, you know, sometimes the recommendations on the packaging
is
for too much food.
Well, I'm sure it's for the average dog. The Malamutes are so efficient with food that generally on those recommendations, we feed about half of what they're recommending. And not all dogs are that efficient, but I can't imagine feeding the amounts that are on some of the packages.
I think they're trying to sell dog food.
Yeah. I mean, that's the faster that you go through the bag, the faster you buy another one.
Right.
I think you're right about half, because I think for Robbie's weight, they recommend like between 4 and 6 cups. That's a horrible amount of food for him.
Yeah. We recommend usually like a cup per 25 pounds of dog, rule of thumb. So I don't know what the fit. jives with what you're saying.
Yeah, it's things just went silent. Yeah, yeah. If we have a 100-pound dog, we'll feed him a
4 cups.
Just the right on 4 cups.
Okay, all right.
You know, the bigger dogs get 4, and then everybody gets proportionally less, and that's of Purina, just regular High Pro.
And don't forget the treats and the biscuits and all those things are part of their caloric intake.
I tend to over-treat. That's right. And the Malamutes are lazy as this time of year. To get them to move is not easy. In fact, sometimes if they're in the basement where it's nice and cool and we go to let them out and it's 100 degrees, they will not, it's like other people's dogs won't go out in the winter. They won't go out. It's too hot. No, you got to exercise. You're not going to do it in the basement. People that show dogs, especially Malamutes, annoy me, and I keep, because we do it too. You want a nice, big looking male, you make them a little overweight, and they just look fine out there. And I keep saying, these dogs couldn't run, pull a sled, they'll fall over dead. they're too overweight.
Listeners, if you'd like to talk with our guests this afternoon, give us a call, 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Toll free, 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. We have our dog trainers with us this afternoon and a veterinarian. So if you've got a question about your buddy, your animal buddy, give us a call, 333-9455, toll free, 800-222-9455. One more question about feeding. This cat, our little guy Butch, he seems to do well if we feed him throughout the day small amounts.
Okay.
He has a tendency, if there's a bowl there, to go through it all and then
upchuck. Okay. Yeah, I think that's fine. So, if you have just one cat and you can do that and you're able, cats are like grazers. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Why do they do that?
Throw up?
Suck all that stuff down and then...
Cats throw up for a myriad of reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know all the answers.
Or eat it all at one time. Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Do they not have a sensation of being full? Or could it, in his previous life before he lived with you, he had some deprivation issues?
I don't think so.
I think hunter carnivores are always hungry and they're never hungry. Despite the fact that we've domesticated cats these 10,000 years, I don't know how long, your own cat never thinks it's going to get another meal. And I know that's true of dogs.
Well,
you fed me today.
My cats eat the dog food and the dog eats the cat food. And, I make it and I say, okay, Woody, and here, but.
So they'll eat as much as they can whenever they can.
Yeah, okay. Let's take another call. A listener on line one. Good afternoon.
Long-time listeners, but we've missed part of the show. I hope you haven't addressed the question already about storm anxiety in our little favorite.
We haven't. Good question.
Okay, thank you. I'd love any tips we can get. Using Rescue Remedy and also a spray pheromone.
Okay.
Is it a cat or a dog?
It's a dog.
How big?
The cats are brave.
What does the dog do?
He pants, just continually pants and paces.
How big is he?
He's a black Labrador.
Okay. Have you tried melatonin?
No.
Okay. Melatonin is a hormone you can get at the OTC, at the pharmacy.
Okay.
It usually comes in 3 milligrams.
Okay.
And you can try that. And
is that a relaxer?
It helps with its with the pituitary gland and what else does it do? Sleep.
I took it for sleeping.
Did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gave me nightmares though.
Oh.
So I don't know.
It also helps with coat problems.
Yes, it does. Yes.
And I don't mean not a shiny coat. I mean where the dog's losing hair.
Yeah, losing
depilatory
hair. Yeah. We used to see that in boxers where they lose the hair on the side and you put them on melatonin. Then after that, there's, tranquilizers, ace promazine.
I used ace promazine for one of mine that was severely storm phobic.
And it has a physical effect.
Uh-huh.
So,
but that meant that I would have to leave work and run home and give it to her because storms aren't convenient.
Right.
But I would have to do that because she wasn't necessarily destructive as some dogs are, but she would have herself so worked up that she was just exhausted.
And some dogs try to get out of the house and, you know, chew the woodwork. And
she went through doors.
Yeah.
Yep. We had a dog that if she was outside, she'd break in. Mm-hmm. And if she was inside, she would break out. She'd jump through glass windows.
Right. The one thing I did know, I was probably better than Ed Kieser predicting the storm because Tracy would look off into the sky, and I knew it would storm within the next maybe 16 hours.
They can tell.
The
barometric pressure. I think they can tell the barometric pressure drops.
And when you kind of know something's on the horizon, is that the time immediately?
Yes.
And then how long a window does that give you of comfort for the animal?
You might want to give it like an hour before the event, and then how long does it last, you mean?
Because we got the storm watch, we know, until early this
maybe
evening.
Maybe 4 hours, 6 hours. Okay. I mean, the tranquilizers would last longer, but these other things may be... 4-6 hours, something like that.
And there are pheromones for dogs to make
them melatonin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But there are pheromones for dogs, too, that you
spray
put in the wall and they emit a pheromone.
That I haven't had much luck with that. I'm sorry, I maybe misspoke. Okay. It's not really a hormone. It's more of a supplement, I guess, or something.
Melatonin.
Melatonin, yeah.
Is our listener still there?
No. Our listener is not there.
A non-chemical thing. There is a DVD that you can get at pet supply places that it's a behavioral modification thing where they have storm noises and it's supposed to condition the dog to it. And there are other commercial products like that.
And you start it out very low.
It starts out low. My feeling, as was pointed out earlier, the dog is not just afraid of the thunder and those things. It feels the drop in air pressure and probably increase in ozone smells and things like that.
It was, with her, thunder was just part of it.
I'm not sure a disc would do it, but you could try that.
We had a listener call in now, not to talk with us here on the air, but with a suggestion to put a T-shirt on the dog.
A T-shirt?
Yeah.
Like one that you've worn?
Yeah.
So it has your body scent?
Yeah, and maybe would, I don't know, just being...
I don't know. Nothing would hurt. When I was home during the storms, I would do exactly what I shouldn't have done, and I'd hold her and sit on the floor with her. And even that...
Should have been slapping her, yeah.
Stop it.
What?
But even that wasn't reassuring enough for her. She wanted it gone.
Yeah,
So I had to resort to Ace-Promazine.
It's not a... if dogs can be rash, it's not a rational reaction.
No, not at all.
Comforting and things like that aren't going to do any good.
Okay, very good.
But the T-shirt idea is good if you're not going to be able to be home.
My master went to Europe, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
When it storms.
It could be a T-shirt with Ed Kieser and Mike Sola. Oh,
there you go.
And also, before we wrap things up this afternoon with our guests and talk with Maeve a little bit again, just a quick word. This is so much common sense, but still, since it is so hot, please remember that our animals need to be taken care of, right?
Don't children, old people, or dogs, or cats in the car.
In the car, right.
Ever.
And make sure that they've got...
Yeah, ever.
Make sure that
they're... Not even to run in for a minute.
They've got a cool spot. Mm-hmm. They've got shade, water. Keep an eye on them.
I only turn the air conditioning on for them.
And don't jog.
I don't like it. Oh, God, no, I hate to see that.
Dog in the...
I hate to see that.
Heat of the summer.
Yep. Okay, very good. Well, I want to thank the three of you so much for joining us.
We should do this again. It was fun.
Yes. Yeah, we should do it again. Okay,
very good. How about tomorrow?
Don't you have your trials?
Meet you back here?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Showing Marty. You got to go somewhere.
Okay, so dog trainers Carol Lindholm and Jim Keel, of the Dog Training Club of Champaign-Urbana will be back with us next month on the first Friday of July to talk with us about dog training. And our thanks this afternoon for to veterinarian Isabel Cole of Lipton Animal Hospital, soon to be named the Good Friends Animal Hospital. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.